The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You say, but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around. You say, that it's too late to apologize.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all a day. It is Wednesday, the 5th of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the active development and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Welcome to On the Clock. We're going to be talking all the things this morning, I've got some questions to ask, like, who currently owns the 60% of BGC that we were told IGS would own, once owned? What is the status? What is the status of the contractual relationship, right? Or what is the status of the special purpose vehicle, Bahama Grid Company, right? What is the status of that company? How does it operate if there is no contract tabled? What is the status of the Family Island power generation contracts? Right? Remember the new era of energy reform? We were advised the number of Family Island power operations would be taken over by a contractual partner. What's the status? See, because I it's very important for Nasuvians, for people in New Providence, to be able to practice empathy in this moment, because as frustrated as we are in New Providence, as frustrated as we are, the people on the Family Island are 10 times as frustrated. What they are experiencing is criminal. It is unfathomable that in 2026, so many Family Islands would be plagued with devastating power outages, water outages, and telecommunication outages. That's why I begged your patience yesterday's show. It was my only opportunity to talk to that guest before they go back abroad. And I really wanted to make that point with that song, because the song is so important. What we grew up on, and how important for you to be able to remember the past, how important it is for us to maintain our collective memory, because these people would have you think that this current administrative crisis that has resulted in an energy crisis is new. They would like you to think that it born just now. Maybe get to the article State of Collapse on the 30th of July, that maybe it just born, you know, 10 years ago in the last administration. Well, let me tell you, the devil is a liar with a good memory. Because this might have been going on for years. Do you remember last week or the week before last, there was this little article where BPL consumers were, some consumers were receiving an $8.45 rebate, right? That was, those were customers affected by the 2018 fire. 2018. And then what happened in 2019 is somebody leaked a part of the investigative report to the public. And the state turned around and told us, the people, that because somebody leaked the report, they're not going to publish the report. It's 2026. And customers affected by a 2018 electrical event just received an $8.45 rebate. Let me see, I don't think y'all understand how the problem exists, right? That the environment is frowzy. Like, this fixed instance, instead of IRCA saying, don't pay the fine to IRCA, dish it out to the affected consumers so they could get $8.45 taken off their bill one time, as opposed to taking the $600,000, and using it to improve or enhance IRCA's capacity, maybe in the area of consumer service provider relations. Maybe they could have used that $600,000 to figure out how to give BGC a telephone line accessible to the public. Maybe you could have given them just one line. But you decided to give the... See, the whole environment is frowzy. It's frowzy. See, I still don't know how it is that Mr. Ramsey, who was the chair of the board at the time, took the hit for a decision that only a member of cabinet could make. That's Alstom, A-L-S-T-O-M. That's when we got the bad generators. I don't know if we knew they were bad. See, because we were playing, we don't know if the generators are bad, if the staff is bad. There was talks of sabotage. They just muddied the water till they hit the right level of frowziness to keep people confused and uncertain about what's happening. We could fast forward through all of the stories, the 2018 fire, the building with the chunks of concrete falling out of it, the building that was not fit for purpose, the Wärtsilä contract under the administration just ending, the Wärtsilä people gone home. We still don't know why they went home. The whole environment. See, so now we're going to go just quickly. I wanted to walk through these article, the news briefs from yesterday, and then hit today's Guardian papers. These are the ones that interest me. BPL, Nassau Guardian, from their social media page. BPL chair Christina Alston, with an N, dismissed suggestions that BPL was not summer ready and asserted it is, quote, unrealistic, close quotes, to expect the system to be 100% functional all of the time. I can't believe we pay people to tell us things like this. Because I know one by name Aaron Green. You could pay me to say this. No, you couldn't. Let's be honest. You could not pay me to say this. I wanted to remind everybody at BGC, at BPL yesterday, that the Bahamas is a free-to-quit state. See, my grandmother, Corinne Mitchell, told me that, listen, you live in the Bahamas. You live in a free-to-quit state. If you are dissatisfied with the terms of your employment, if you are dissatisfied with the treatment you're receiving on the job, right? If you are dissatisfied with the environment that you are forced to work in, you are free to quit. And I just want to remind these people, you are free to quit, you know. You are free to go home. And nobody could force you to say things like this. You could go home at any time. Because see, somebody would have to force me to not just take on the position of CEO of BGC with an unconfirmed, we don't even know if the SPV still really exists contractually. We don't know. You couldn't pay me to take on the role of CEO of BGC and then get up in the front of Putin's internet and all of God's children to say, sit on the beach. I don't know which one to start with, but let's start with that. BGC CEO, sit on the beach to reduce electricity load. Amid soaring temperatures in New Providence, Bahama Grid Company CEO Dario McKenzie said yesterday that residents on New Providence should enjoy the constant breeze on the island and, like him, sit on the beach to relieve the strain on New Providence's ailing electricity grid. Where'd y'all get this guy from? You don't think people know that they have to go sit on the beach to catch a little breeze? Let me tell you why this is completely and totally insulting. You mean the same beaches that are being taken over by foreign direct investors and second home owners, restricting access for citizens? Those beaches? Them the beaches you talking about, sir? You want me go to Montague, the Governor General's office, and the Security Intelligence Branch to watch people drive their car up and down on the park while my little children trying to play and escape this plantation life? Do you want me to go to Montague Beach directly across from SIB where the taxi drivers is driving whatever direction they want to drive on the road, reverse their car into the intersection? It's illegal, you know? That's what you want? The beaches that y'all won't clean up properly? That's what you want me to go do? Y'all really? And this guy didn't resign as soon as he's... Let's go back to the article. Quote, we have a very beautiful island. Constant breeze. Sometimes it may not be a bad thing. I know I do it. I go out and I sit on the beach and enjoy what this beautiful island has to offer. You know what? That's a good idea. Put your paycheck back in the bank and go enjoy the beach. Work for exposure to the beauty of the islands. That's what you should work for. See, that don't even... McKenzie noted that he has only been on the job as since and suggested that he recently returned to the Bahamas. He said BGC inherited an, quote, aging infrastructure, close quotes, that evolved from a hodgepodge of independent systems over the last 50 to 60 years. Y'all paying this boy, y'all bring him all the way from somewhere else to come here and tell us this? Y'all might as well have paid to pull Rodney Munker up from the grave to tell us this. Somebody go practice some obey, and I will put $5 on it, even though the boy maligned and harassed me his whole time on the air. You know, we could just bring Rodney Munker back to life to talk to us. Quote, Kinsey, now we have that system where it is essentially a 20th century system that's being faced with 21st century load demand and requirements, close quotes. He said, McKenzie said he has driven across the island and noticed how many electric vehicles there are and electricity and electricity loads in households. Quote, this is a public appeal. Conserve load where you can, close quotes, he said, smiling at the audience at OPM. Despite, see, you know, I mean, maybe that's why they hired him. You know how professional you have to be able to smile when you say these things? We're going to page 6. Despite the appeal for energy, I'm going to open up the phone lines in the second, callers. Despite the appeal For energy conservation, BPL yesterday that BPL, which is responsible for the generation of electricity, has sufficient capacity to meet the demand. But in the same breath, he said BPL could not guarantee that there will not be further blackouts in the country. Quote, I can say the summer months are going to get hotter in August and September, and we're going to see higher loads. So we are trying to do certain things now to improve the feeders that have been offline for a while that would help some of the loading on the system, close quotes, Christie said. I just want to stick a pin there. You know how easy it would have been for Mr. Christie to actually tell us what some, what certain things they're doing are? So we are trying to do certain things. You could have told us what the certain things are. See, because you've been, if you had said some, I would have assumed it is a large list. But certain suggests you know exactly what needs to be done. Why wouldn't you tell us? Call us. I see a man. Give me 3 seconds. I want to talk about the EVs. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Morning, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
My whole thing is, I don't think my people are awake to what's really going on in terms of this whole electricity situation. Back in the day, a solar system used to cost, I hope everybody that's out there are currently listening to me, a solar system would cost an arm and a leg. Right now, every Bahamian go on a vacation, they can't go buy a new car. What they need to do, sacrifice a year. There's something called a Jackery 3000 Pro or Plus. This system starts off with like 3,000 watts and can go up to about 24 or 25,000.
So I got you. What we're saying is, listen, the company are begging us to help them out. Help yourself out by making a mid, like a not a long term, but a midterm sacrifice.
I agree.
Of a year or so. Reduce your what do you call it, like residual spending, reduce all unnecessary spending, right? And sit your children down and explain to them, yeah, it could be hard, it could be different, it could be difficult, but at the end of this period, we will have created a easier life for ourselves.
And yeah. not only that, what'll end up happening is that we will actually show the government, hey, we really do not need your...
Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Listen.
Okay. So, solar been around for a couple decades well, right? The young folks say. The problem that BC has and had, right, is that they cannot encourage the wholesale adoption of solar options for Bahamians because it will destabilize the company. Right? Like there's a tipping point. If so many people disconnect from BEC and run their systems entirely by solar, right, that'll destabilize the entity itself, which will have detrimental effects for the poorest people who could afford a little electricity but definitely can't afford a generator.
Well, here's what'll happen in that aspect.
Yeah.
By 50 to 70% of the population actually going on solar, you know what'll end up happening?
Mm-hmm.
The price of fuel and the price of oil will decline.
That's what you think.
So those same poor people that we're talking about, they'll be able to afford much more stuff when some of them light even ain't on, some of their lights are not even on.
No, I know. But I don't
My whole thing is we need to stop relying on the government. See, that fella,
that's
he
came
on the podium and he smiled knowing that, hey, at the end of the day, they could turn around and they could crank up the bill to whatever it is because they're not there. We need them.
Mm-hmm.
We do not need them. So my thing was when that oil situation happened in Iran, you know what could have happened? The government of us implementing or increasing the oil productivity in the country and taxing the people so much, how about we just turn around and give the people that are bringing the oil into the country, we give them a tax break so that the oil can stay low so people can afford to go to work and buy food and buy these other things.
They are not going to turn around. Tax break is not like Jesus' love. People don't pay it forward. It's not like Jesus' love.
At the end of the day, shouldn't the government mean interest be looking out for the people?
Yes, it should be, shouldn't it?
Them?
Shouldn't it? It should be, shouldn't it? It has not felt that way for the last 30 years. Thank you. I take your point, the point that we need to invest in our own resilience, right? And it couldn't be done. It doesn't have to be one home, one home. It can be done as a group. Personally, I would form a cooperative, right, to either bring in alternate energy solutions at the cheap, you know, at the best price possible, with as many exemptions or concessions available through the cooperative system, and my family members or the members of the cooperative can reduce costs in importing these things. All right, I want to talk about the EVs. I got to say this, right? The gentleman mentioned EVs. All yesterday, there's a letter here from P. and John Farmer. Don't blame EV drivers for inadequacies of our grid. Now, that's great. I'm going to start right there. Don't blame EV drivers for inadequacies of our grid. So the gentleman intimated, right, that the introduction of EVs into the country may be a part of the problem, right? And that they call in for people with EV charging stations to alert the government that they have them, right? So that BPL would know what the load is or how the load will increase due to the increase of EV charges on the island and in the country, right? And it seemed like the burden or the blame was being put on the owners of these vehicles and the owners of the charging stations. Government agencies and ministries document the importation or the use of EV vehicles. First, you got Customs and the Ministry of Finance that document on the importation side, right? And then you got the Car Dealership Association that keeps these numbers. Each dealership keeps the numbers of the number of EVs they bring in and the number of EVs they sell. Road Traffic Department keeps a record of the number of EVs that are licensed to go on the road. The insurance industry documents how many EV vehicles they give coverage to, right? So what do you mean? Hold on, it gets better. It gets better. Even AI could tell me, right? The government of the Bahamas has set a target for, now AI could be wrong. I don't think if they're wrong, they're very off on these numbers. The government of the Bahamas has set a target for 50% of new vehicle sales to be fully electric and 80% to be electrified, including hybrids, by 2035. Now, those numbers may be off, but we know that the government does have a solarization policy. Put import duties and a flat annual licensing fee of $125 for fully electric vehicles introduced in the 2026-2027 budget. We also have the government itself, right, creating a policy where they take on and operate more electric vehicles. So you telling me, did y'all have a whole government EV policy, both for the solarization and the alternate energy, right, the move to alternate energy vehicles, you in the government fleet and for the nation, and nobody composed, constructed, is operating a EV documentation? Like, you don't have a unit to just track in EVs? You have EVs in the government fleet. This man to get up and say this foolishness? I can read it. Let's read it. Let's go back to page 6. He started talking about EVs. Where did we go? Mackenzie said he has driven across the island and noticed how many electric vehicles there are and electricity loads in households. You didn't feel it fitting to say, I have contacted all of the agencies that may document EV vehicles in some manner and can give you some rudimentary numbers on how many vehicles. There are none? Nothing? Like, even BPL, right? Because when you install an electrical charger, BPL has to sign off on it, right? Don't they have to sign off on it? What do you mean BPL doesn't know? What do you mean BPL does not have sufficient information to stay ahead of the curve? To be able to prepare for the increase in operation of electrical vehicles? It just doesn't make any sense. We are going to go to the text line quickly and then maybe a break, and then we're going to get to BG still working to acquire T&D assets from BPL. The status, what is the status of Bahama Grid Company? Here we go. Morning, Ms. Green. Even with an iron curtain, I am certain as to what's happening as it relates to BPL. You know why? Because I am living it. No gas lightning here. Here's another text. March, Bahamas, stand up for your rights. Text, Aaron, you can't make this stuff up. You think BPL and BGC serious with these responses? Yes, and their demeanor while speaking was most insulting. What was it to smile about? Suck my teeth. I feel so stupid, insulted. Texas, Aaron, you're on fire today. This is just ludicrous. Chamber CEO made excellent points this morning. Completely insulting and insensitive comments with no real vision or strategy. Fred Mitchell spoke about the collapse of the country's power grid, blaming the FNM. Well, Fred, the whole country has collapsed. Not only the power company, but the healthcare system, the brand new sinking bridge in Andrus. I wonder, my, what a tangled web they weave when they practice to deceive. This whole government need to push out. Another text, Aaron. These hogs don't have no shame, fear of God, or respect for the Bahamian people. We must find a way to put an end to this foolish waste of the public funds. We don't know how much money has been poured into the entity as a part of this new era in energy reform. We don't know. See, for me, I sit there thinking, are these guys trying to privatize BEC? Are they privatizing BEC without telling us, without taking the question to Parliament, right? Without a public discussion? Are you trying to privatize BTC? But in a way, and I ask myself, has any privatization exercise occurred like this where the citizens are left with the debt, the burden, right? The citizens are left with the debt of the entity and all the assets, all the positives, all the income generating things have been privatized and put into the hands of others. And in this specific instance, a firm, the identity or the composition of the entity, right, that holds it. Here's another text. Aaron, the energy chairmen and CEOs really think Bahamians stupid. We would gather by the thousands at Rawson Square soon and protest about our dissatisfaction in regard to power outages. Stop being passive Bahamians and march out there. Stop being disorganized Bahamians. Before you march, you have to organize. Right? Don't encourage Bahamians to take any civil action until you can guarantee that you can cause and compel those people to discipline themselves, to govern themselves, and to moderate their behavior when necessary. Right? Before you encourage Bahamians to take to the streets, you must accept the responsibility for anything that happens. If you call the people who you cannot cause and compel to moderate their behavior, to govern themselves, to action. Zivago told us BEC operation is currently very inefficient with some line staff taking home. What? That must be a typo. $250,000 in annual salary and staff increases beyond $2,000. They need to restructure. Here we go. Thank you, Texter. I want to know why we are paying BGC. Seriously. All right. Mackenzie, like. All right. The text is, I think the text has given me some context. All right. BC needs to get thousands of customers off the grid to create a stable state. You hear what they're asking businesses to do? Use generators. Alston said the government is off the network. So we paying to run generators 24/7 at government offices at $7 per gallon. No, man, the government can't be off the network. That don't make any sense. I'm going to delve into the articles in a second, but thank you for all of this information, Texter. Text says, good day, this is progress. It is progress. It is progress because in outage, I receive a complimentary BTC outage. It is progress. Let's go to the phone line before I get to this article. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, how are you?
Conservative privatization progress.
Mm-hmm, that's up to me.
Conservative progress. The Progressive Party thing from conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But Ms. Green, right? What are you saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You realize that the people who selling the oil have a conflict. With, I mean, not a conflict, have an issue with a war with the EVs because they can't sell them no gas, which costs them more.
No. Don't. That's an illusion.
Yeah, that's
an illusion because what is used to create the electricity for the car?
Yeah, but it's still less. You still pay less though. And to convert, plus you could go to what you call it, solar. You know, and then what you have with the why should a customer need to consult with BPL? The only concern is the capacity is enough and safe for the house.
But listen,
for the service side.
Listen, the point that I made earlier, Customs, Ministry of Finance, Road Traffic Department, the insurance sector, the dealerships, all of them in some form or another, right, collect information about EVs, the numbers that are being imported, the numbers that are being sold, the numbers that are being licensed, the numbers that are being insured. And then we have, hold on, this is the kicker. Then we have PPL actually have to sign off on you installing the charger in your home or on your property.
Nothing wrong with them having us data.
No,
right?
Pause, you're missing the point. No, but you're missing the point. They have the data. Man, you're missing the point, caller. You tell me why would a consumer, why would somebody who owns an EV vehicle have to tell the government anything? And I am supporting that point. I'm telling you, you are supporting the point I made earlier that all of these agencies collect some sort of data on EV cars, have to require me, a consumer, submitting information to them separately from all of these other processes to indicate that I now have an EV car and I've set up a charger on my property. Or even if I don't have a car, but I set up a charger, right? The Customs and Ministry of Finance document the importation of the chargers. BPL have to install them. No consumer should have to submit a separate piece of information to another agency about their use of EV and chargers. This is a part of my earlier argument about how frowsy it is. Because that's ridiculous. Let me repeat it. Customs and the Ministry of Finance document importations of vehicles and chargers. Road Traffic Department documenting of EVs. The insurance industry documents a coverage for EVs. The retailers, the dealerships document how many EVs are sold. And BPL must tie in somewhere, pun intended, for the installation and the tie-in of chargers to the system. Who then needs to let that anyone installing a charger or has to inform the government? Why are you not informed? Let's go to the phone line. Quickly, let me read this text as we go to the phone line for the first time. That progressive call is 100% right. BGC and BPL's ties for oil oligarchs are exactly why they are throwing shade at EV owners. Fewer people buy gasoline from them, and they are feeling it. Boy, let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you.
Ms. Green, you know, every day I hear you telling us these things and asking us these questions. But, I try to ask some questions with all this downturn in my country. Why is it that we import these foreign consultants all the time, and we spend all our money sending our children off to school to get all these masters and doctorate degrees in engineering and science and you name it, we got our children come back. But every election we import, their wives don't work and live in life.
I don't know nothing about the wives, Sparky. I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to go down that road. Any road that look like a beach, I avoiding it. When we get back from the break, BGC still working to acquire T&D assets from BPL official says, and we're going to juxtapose that to the article, State of Collapse, Nassau Guardian, 30th of July, 2026. I mean, why y'all wouldn't give me one of these jobs? I can't afford any integrity. I need a job. You know what I'm saying? I can't afford integrity. I need some work. We're going to a break. Before we go to a break, I just want to remind everybody, it's too late to apologize. Fix it. That's all. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going article after article, including Colby Davis, BPL, ready for summer, 11th of June, 2026. We'll be right back.
Runs. Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me.
Crime Stoppers, the call go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games, brand new luggage from Brass and Leather, 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring these to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
As the summer days wind down, a new school year begins. Grab your checklist and head on over to Kelly's House and Home for their 20% off back to school sale, except on net items, now through September 2nd. They have everything you need, like Toto, JanSport, and character backpacks, lunch boxes, composition books, pens, pencils, calculators, and more supplies. And you could win one of two gift baskets, bicycles, a laptop computer, or a Crayola-filled stocking. Catch Kelly's House and Home's back to school sale now through Tuesday, September 2nd.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. And I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. I see you there, caller. Going to the phone line. We got 30 seconds. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin. I can't really see what the problem is. The blame game. A couple of years ago, it was the PLP. Then after that, it was the FNM. Then after that, it was the generators. Then after that, it was this. You can't see the oligarchs with making their monies off fossil fuels fighting against the newer generation. I ain't put no gas on my bike for more than three years. So I ain't got to go to the gas station. You all ain't see where the fight is? It ain't got nothing to do with breeding to do with the equipment and that. The fight is between who line and who pockets and who money getting cut out.
Now, that's
like pardon me?
I was going to say that's a heavy assertion. However, with a government that is addicted to carbon motor taxes, right? Like, motors that use carbon, the government is addicted to the taxes generated
listen
from
to
those
me.
Systems.
Listen to me. There are three modes of charging those EV vehicles. One, you could buy that from the EBC. The company who brings them in got to settle their taxes with the government, whatever taxes that is. You go on the lot, you buy yourself the EV charging station, which they have to do the same thing with the government for their licenses, or you can introduce a direct battery quick charger to your home, or you can go right to home and take out the adapter that goes into your normal plug. Your house is already wired. So ain't no government this or no government that. The problem is the younger fellas were making the money with anything in electric, and the older fellas that cutting into their profit. That's the bottom line.
I hear you. I just know my government is addicted to carbon motor tax. That's what I call it, carbon motor tax. Addicted. Okay, so I'm going to spend these last few moments reading from BGC still working to acquire transmission and distribution assets from BPL official says. While it was announced 2 years ago that a newly formed Bahama Grid Company would take over Bahamas Power and Light's New Providence transmission and distribution system, BGC CEO Dario McKenzie said yesterday that the transfer of the assets is still ongoing. Quote, where we stand with that right now, see, sir, that guy's a Grammy, you done start off wrong. Quote, where we stand with that right now is we're actively in the process of completing that process, close quotes, he said. Second thing, I don't believe you only been here for 3 months because that's pure politician speak. You well-versed in that language. Listen to it again. Where we stand with that right now is we're actively in the process of completing that process, close quotes, he said. Quote, it's a very complicated process. Quote, when assets have been owned by one entity for several decades, there's a whole process that needs to be followed in order to finalize it. Quote, so we're very close to finalizing that. Well, coming home. Did he get an A at BGCSE for that? He deserves an A for that. BGC's role has come into question as New Providence continues to grapple with extremely inconsistent power supply, frequent and prolonged outages, which officials have blamed on high summer temperatures, increased demand, and an antiquated grid have left residents and business owners deeply frustrated. Let's go to this article here. Colby Davis, BPL ready for summer. Nassau Tribune, 11th of June, 2026. Energy Minister JoBeth Colby Davis insisted yesterday that BPL has enough generation capacity to meet summer demand, even as Long Island MP Andre Rollins accused her of misleading Parliament after widespread outages left Bahamians sweating over the weekend. For the summer period, Mrs. Colby Davis said BPL is preparing for peak demand of 300 megawatts in New Providence. She said BPL currently has 340 megawatts of installed capacity in New Providence, a figure expected to increase to 385 megawatts by the month's end. See, in June, Colby Davis insisted BPL was ready for the summer. Now, Christina Alstom says it's heat. Right? It's heat and increased demand. It was hot from March. We were having heat waves from March 2026. March, April, May, June, July, August. That's 6 months. You had 6 months from March with the clear indicators that this was going to be a hotter than normal summer. And still, your Minister of Energy got up and insisted that BPL was ready for the summer. So that's the point I want to mark right there. For all of the people who are trying to dismiss the critique, for all of the people who are calling media personalities and journalists irresponsible and accusing them of sensationalizing issues, right? Your government minister insisted 6 months after the first heat wave that BPL was ready for in our faces. You derided and ridiculed the journalists. I'm not a journalist. I know what you talk about me. I know what you said about me. I ain't even a journalist. You insulted the capacity of the country's leading journalists every time they question your ability to deliver on your policy. And now you got this big grown man to get up and look in our face and tell us that we really should help out the country by going to the beach. Y'all should help out the country by resigning, packing your bags and going home. You go enjoy the beach. We're going to let you take your last salary with you. But just go. Do the honorable thing. Act with integrity and resign. As opposed to getting up in our faces after the minister responsible for your entity told us your entity was ready. See, let's go to this article. Remember, the Davis state of collapse, 30th of July. Remember, the Davis administration previously announced that Pike Corporation's Bahamian subsidiary. See, Pike Corporation's Bahamian subsidiary, Island Grid Solutions, is a shareholder in Bahamas Grid Company, which took ownership of the T&D system from Bahamas Power and Light. However, Pike has since exited the deal. But not completely, right? Stick a pin. Not completely, because apparently BGC is subcontracting Pike to do the work now. BGC, back to the article, BGC previously reported that the foundational projects were approximately 95% complete and had entered its final phase, which includes protection systems, control integration, communications testing, and commissioning activities required to safely place the new infrastructure into service. Right? That's last week. This week, BGC still working to acquire T&D assets. We're going back to McKinsey. BGC's role has come into question. We get right here. At the time, Minister of Energy Colby Davis said the legacy debt and aging infrastructure meant that it would take $1 billion to fix BPL. BGC is a special purpose vehicle, 40% of which is owned by BPL, and the remaining shares held by private investors. Who are those private investors? Has BEC been privatized before our faces? Can you call yourself a successful administration if your success is ultimately detrimental to the health, well-being, and quality of life of the citizens you're supposed to be? Oh boy, the text I saw, let's go. We live in the Commonwealth of Narnia. Minister Darren Pickstock just said in an interview that he is providing his constituents with ice for the blackout. Ice? First, they must go to the beach. Don't forget the whistle. Don't forget to take your whistle to the beach to keep yourself safe. Yeah. Wow. Tomorrow, we're going to continue reading. Remember to charge up everything. Check in on your family. Make sure they're good. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Is this too late to apologize?
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.